been done for health reasons and for the health of predominantly our younger population. It's the disposable vapes that are being banned, which is a positive. The fact they're disposable, we have to think right through along the line, where do they go after that, apart from the health damage that the products that are going into them. And because they're a disposable product, they are open to dangerous products being put into them. We don't know exactly what the makeup of all of these are. There's liquids going into them. We see them for sale at a lot of locations that are not really governed. And for that reason, I'd be worried about what goes into them. But finally, what comes out of them when they're finished with, when they're disposed of, do they end up in our drinking water? Do they end up in our oceans? What effect do they have on our biodiversity and the living plants? What effect do they have on our food chain if they're getting into our waterways and places like that?
And Councillor, you did mention the younger generations there, and that seems to be something that was also shared by the Health Minister, how he said that companies are almost targeting children. And I guess people think that into perhaps the bright packaging of the vapes, and also this legislation as well aims to limit vape flavours to just tobacco. And would you agree with that? Would you think that's a positive step forward?
Absolutely, because, you know, these products are targeting children for profit. It is not targeting children for the good of children. It is absolutely targeting them for profit. And for that reason, I would very much support what Minister Donnelly has done. I think he's 100% right. And the right time to act, probably the best time to act would have been 2 years ago or 3 years ago when these things started to mushroom on the market. The next best time is today, and I'm glad he's done it today.